A good Erev Shabbos to everyone. So in this week's parsha, during the war with Midian, Klal Yisrael killed Bilam. And Rashi says that Bilam was flying in the air with the other kings of Midian, and Pinchas shined the tzitz at him, whereby he fell and was killed. First of all, why did he use his power of kishuf to float? Why not make himself invisible or to run faster? Second of all, how is it that shining the tzitz at him knocked him out of the air? And lastly, what can we learn out from this to the days of Bein HaMetzarim, the 3 weeks? So my Rebbe explained as follows. The 3 weeks is a time of galus that we have to be super focused on bringing the geula. And how could we do so? We look towards the first time we experienced galus and geula, which is Yitzias Mitzrayim. As the pasuk says, that the final geula is going to be similar to that of Mitzrayim. Now we know that at Makas Bechares we were sanctified with the kedusha of Bechar, which the Mefarshim explain expresses Malchus. A king has no one above him, as well as a Bechar, a firstborn. So in essence, Yitzias Mitzrayim elevated us to the level of kings with nothing between us and Hashem. That's why Hashem Himself took us out, Loyadei Malach, Loyadei Sarav, and that's why many of the mitzvahs of Leil HaSeder express Malchus, reclining, drinking wine, and that's why Matan Torah, the climax of Yitzias Mitzrayim, we had crowns placed on our heads, all an expression of Malchus. That's also why Amalek attacked us before Har Sinai. Amalek's mission is to create a barrier between us and Hashem. When Yaakov went to get his small jugs and fought with the Sire of Esav, the Medrash says that the dust from the scuffle rose up to the Kisei HaKavod, spiritually representing a barrier between us and Hashem. And that's why the Gemara teaches that two mitzvahs are taught together, appoint a king and destroy Amalek. We are B'nai Malachim, and a king is meant to bring us closer to the King of Kings, and Amalek's mission is to prevent that. So these two mitzvahs go hand in hand. So back to the Parsha. It's well known that the last two letters of Bilam and Balak's names is Amalek. Bilam is Ayin Mem, and Balak is Lamed Kuf. These two personify Amalek. That's why they were floating and not anything else, symbolizing how they're creating a division between us and Kodesh Brichu. The tzitz is similar to the word chatzitza, a barrier, something blocking. The tzitz worn by the Kohen Gadol removes chatzitzas, and therefore the tzitz has the power to knock out Amalek. During this time of the 3 weeks, Bein HaMetzarim, like the word Mitzrayim, we must constantly remind ourselves that our essence is B'nai Malachim. There's no one above us other than Hashem. There's no one that has the ability to break that direct connection with Kodesh Brichu, and all the distractions, challenges, glitter, and glamour of the world is just the modern day expression of Amalek trying to cloud our vision and make a chatzitza, a cloud, floating barrier between us and Hashem. When we remember that we're B'nai Malachim, and when we show Hashem that we truly desire to reattain that exalted status by looking and acting the part, Hashem, B'chvaydu Ba'atzma, is going to take us out, rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and we're going to be Zeicha to the Geula Shleim of Amitis, B'mher V'yomenu. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.